So, welcome everybody to our Sunday Master Service. Just a few things before we begin. The Sunday Master Services are bi-monthly, every other month. And last year we focused mainly on working with angels. This year we've been focusing on working with Ascended Masters. But when we move into July, we're going to kind of open it up and work with masters and angels and light beings and whoever and whatever wants to come forward and communicate their messages to us. We always record parts of the evening. We don't record the messages because the messages go out to individuals who are here, and we know that some of you probably wouldn't want those messages recorded. But everything else is recorded, and you'll find those available to download for free by going to the Sunday Master Service page on the website where you clicked to join us this evening. So you can always go back and listen to previous meditations and prayers and channelings and that kind of thing. If you yourself want to record the service this evening, you're absolutely more than welcome to do so. But please do bear in mind that any recordings that you make are for personal use only and in no way, shape or form for resale purposes. There aren't any course notes because it's a service and not a lecture this evening. But if you would like a copy of the scripted meditation, or if you would like a copy of this evening or the blessing that we'll use at the end of the evening, then if you send an email to edwin.c.notes@gmail.com, Sue Little is very kindly to administrate this email address for me, and she's got a PDF copy of those bits and pieces, and she will be very happy to send them back to you. So edwin.c.notes@gmail.com if you want a copy of the prayer and the blessing and the meditation script. Where are we? Yes. Now, if you have any questions that arise from this evening, from the channeling, from the meditation that we're going to do, if you get a message and you'd like a little bit more information about that, you can email me directly on my personal email address, which is edwincourtney@gmail.com or edwincourtney@googlemail.com. If you're emailing me about a message you receive, I just will need you to remind me as to what that message was, because I might not remember it. So just give me a gist, or say, you mentioned this master, or it was something to do with unconditional love. That's usually be enough to kind of prompt me, but I will need a little bit of reminding. It's no good just saying, oh, I'm Maria and you gave me a message, because I won't have a clue of what I said to you, really. I might therefore encourage you to grab a pen and pad in case you get a message a little bit later on, or in case something comes up in the meditation that you want to scribble down before you forget it, or in case something is said in the channeling that you find particularly fascinating, just to scribble that down. Always a good idea, I think. There's no question and answer moments this evening because, as I say, it is a service and not a lecture, and we'll take an hour, no more than an hour of your time, and we'll go straight through with no break. So at the moment you are all muted, which means that mine should be the only voice that you can hear, and this just cuts out any distracting background noises. Okay, I think then we will get started proper. So this evening we're going to start with an opening prayer, and for a bit of a change we're going to go straight into a channeling, and then from the channeling we're going to segue into this evening's earth healing meditation. So we're going to start with our opening prayer then. If you want to get yourselves nice and comfortable, just going to pop a little bit of background music on with that. Ooh, that's a bit loud. Down, boy. There we go. So just take a few breaths. Close your eyes. And focus on the sound of my voice. O thou who givest sustenance to the universe, from whom all things proceed, to whom all things return, unveil to us as hidden by a disk of golden light the face of the true spiritual source, that we might know the truth and do our all duty as we journey to thy sacred feet. Ombur, Ombuvaha, Om Swaha, Om Maha, Om Janaya, Om Tapaya, Om Satyam Om. Tat Savitur Varenyam, Bhago Devasya Dhamahi, Diyo Yonoha Prachodayat. Ombur, Ombuvaha, Om Swaha, Om Maha, Om Janaya, Om Tapaya, Om Satyam Om. Tat Savitur Varenyam, Bhargo Devasya Dhamahi, Diyo Yonaha Prachodayat. Ombur, Ombuvaha, Om Swaha, Om Maha, Om Janaya, Om Tapaya, Om Satyam Om. Tat Savitur Varenyam, Bhargo Devasya Dhamahi, Diyo Yonaha Prachodayat. So you can keep your eyes closed if you would like, or you can open them. I'm going to close mine now and bring forward this evening's channeled address. The opening prayer that you received this evening is the Gayatri Mantra. An English translation or interpretation of it followed by the Sanskrit mantra itself. The Gayatri Mantra is said to be the most powerful mantra in existence, and many mantra masters will say that if ever there were a mantra that you would be advised in your lifetime to learn by heart, it would be this one, above and beyond all others. The mantra refers to the goddess Gayatri, an unusual divinity, because she is a goddess of the sun. Usually, solar deities are masculine in nature and lunar deities feminine. The goddess Gayatri then stands alone as a goddess of solar fire energy and light. The Gayatri Mantra is a prayer to the goddess, but it is also a mantra that enables us to elevate and expand our consciousness up through the seven spheres, the seven dimensional planes of reality, that divide our existence in frequency from the physical plane to the realm of the gods. The Theosophists believed that these seven spheres were multi-layered, each sphere containing seven planes, each sphere divided by seven dimensions. These planes were planes of consciousness, into which part of our own spiritual being is deposited each time we incarnate on Earth. Each lifetime lived, leading towards a point of conscious activation of that part of ourself left behind in this other sphere, so that we might become more multidimensional in nature and consciousness, mastering the realm of the mind, of the heart, of the astral kingdom, of the plane where mind and heart co-join together, of the plane of reflection, where the masters and the angels are said to reside, and finally, the divine plane, where the higher self, the soul, sits close in relation to the gods. When we recite the Gayatri Mantra, then, we lift ourselves through the seven spheres back towards our source, and back towards the source of all, the divine, the gods, the Great Spirit. we align and attune ourselves to those parts of ourself divided in these other spheres. We move towards making a conscious connection to each part of our divided spirit so that we might become aware of all of the dimensional realities simultaneously, entering into a state of evolution and ascension. The Gayatri Mantra draws down into our being the light of the divine, the light of the great central sun, the solar fire, the fuel of the ascension process. It connects and aligns us to the great source of all life and love, and illuminates us with its splendor and wonder. Some of you may be familiar with the Gayatri Mantra in its short form, powerful, but said not to be as powerful as the long form which you just heard. And although the English translation is beautiful and can absolutely be used as a daily dedication prayer, it is the Sanskrit that contains the true power, the vibration of those words, the rhythm of their recitation, whether spoken or sung, the power that they can conjure, the shift in energy and consciousness is noticeable, palpable, and strong. I would heartily encourage and advise you then to investigate this mantra and to begin to practice it now in preparation for the year that is to come. I am Kuan Yin, Lady Ascended Master of the Eighth Ray, and I will be the patron of 2024. And although that year is as yet a long time off, it would do you well to prepare for those energies now, so that when you enter into them in the 1st of November, when the energies of the new year truly begin to flood your world, you can use the Gayatri Mantra to sail smoothly over the transitional period from the 7th ray to the 8th ray, and embrace the wonders and bypass some of the challenges of the 8th year. Take this then as your advance notice of what to prepare in time for the year that is to come. Now, close your eyes, and we will enter into this evening's meditation. Just take a few breaths then, please, and make yourself as comfortable as you can be. I'm going to pop that music back on for us all, and we'll do our earth healing meditation for tonight's service. Just take a few deep breaths. Make sure your eyes are closed. And make sure that you're as comfortable and as relaxed as you can be. I want you to imagine high, high above your head in space, the sun. Source of power and light, symbol and physical manifestation of the great central sun, the divine, God, goddess in our universe, in our galaxy. Custodian of the solar fire, fuel for the process of ascension, for all those beings that reside upon the earth and for the earth itself. Focus on this image of the sun, burning brightly, in the darkness of space. Now I want you to begin to draw down that light, the light of the sun, to pull and channel and anchor its energy with your will and your intent. Let this energy, this power flow through you, conduit and vessel that you are. Claim its power, not just for yourself, but also for the Mother Earth, that the light might heal her and aid her in her evolution, in her transformation, in her ascension and change. See the light of the sun pouring through you and down deep, out and into the earth, pooling out from your body, from your aura, through the earth's hills and mountains and vales, out into its streams and rivers. See this golden light flow deep down into and through the earth's crust, descending. The light carried into the darkness of the earth's body, through her mineral stony bones, deep into her heart, deep into her core. A golden light, burning, shining, empowering, clearing, cleaning, healing. And if you would like, chant the Gayatri Mantra with me, or simply allow the sound of it to flow over you and into you as you hold the focus of allowing yourself to be used as conduit and channel for this energy and light.
Om Pur. Om Bhuvaha, Om Swaha, Om Maha, Om Janaya, Om Tapaya, Om Satyam Om. Tat Savitur Varenyam, Bhargo Devasya Dmahi. Dayo yonaha prachodayat. Om Bhur, Om Bhuvaha, Om Swaha, Om Maha, Om Janaya, Om Tapaya, Om Satyam Om. Tat Savitur Varenyam, Bhargo Devasya Dmahi, Deyo Yonaha Prachodayat. Om Bhur, Om Bhuvaha, Om Swaha, Om Maha, Om Janaya, Om Tapaya, Om Satyam Om. Tat Savitur Varenyam. Bargo Devasya Damahi. Deyo Yonaha Prachodayat. Om Bhur Om Bhuvaha Om Swaha Om Maha Om Jnanayaram Tapayaram Satyamam Tat Savitur Varenyam Bargo Devasya Damahi Deyo Yonaha Prachodayat. Om Bhur Om Bhuvaha Om Swaha Om Maha Om Jnanayaram Tapayaram Satyamam Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhago Devasya Damahi Deyo Yunaha Prachodayat. Om Bhur Om Bhuvaha Om Swaha Om Maha Om Jnanayaram Tapayaram Satyamam Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Damahi Deyo Yunaha Prachodayat.
Now rest in the light. Allow it to flow through you and gift it to the earth. It's almost time to return. Let any residual force flow down through you into the earth and also out and into your body if your body needs some of this vital light and energy now. Give thanks to the divine, to the great central sun, and slowly and gently allow your consciousness to float back into your body, away from the sun, away from the earth, back into your form, back into your room, back into the here and now. Take a few deep breaths. Ground, center, and protect yourself in your usual way. And in your own time, open your eyes and return.